Today's second date update brings up a very important question. What is the timeline on how soon you can joke about somebody's dead grandparent?
Yeah.
I think we got to figure it out. I think we should do it by maybe the age that they were when they died. Like if they were 80, got to wait 80 days before you make a joke.
It's not actually a bad rule of thumb.
Yeah, or maybe just don't joke around people's dead ancestors.
But I also
feel
like...
how do you not, Jose? You have to at least throw a joke or two in there. Just got to make sure the timing is right. And Kurt, who's on the phone for a second date update right now, his timing was definitely not right. He went out with a girl named Angie. They went out to dinner. She was kind of a little down the whole time. And then she shared with him that she was feeling down because her grandmother had passed away recently. And then Kurt decided to make her feel better with a joke saying, hey, my grandpa passed away recently. We should totally hook our grandparents up now that they're single. And she didn't find it very funny. And then the date ended very shortly after that. So we're about to give her a call. And Kurt, one thing we should do in this phone call is find out how old her grandma was so we know when the appropriate time to make that joke is. Don't you think?
That sounds good.
No, you guys, stop bringing up the dead grandma. I mean, I think that this is your chance to, like, apologize and maybe say what you should have said when she said that. You've had time to think about it. Do you know what your appropriate response would have been after she said her grandma kicked the bucket?
I would have just said, I'm really sorry to hear that. You know, if there's anything I could do, let me know. And then maybe change the subject.
See,
that's
perfect.
So good. God, hindsight is 2020, isn't it?
It's a much better option. All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Angie?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Angie? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. It sounds like you might be familiar with the show.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it before.
Cool.
Thank you.
Nice. You ever heard a second date update before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, wonderful.
Then this is
you might be excited to know that's why we're calling today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yep.
That wasn't a very excited. Uh-oh.
Okay, what's going on?
Have you been out on a lot of dates recently?
Not a lot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you been out on a date with a dude named Kurt?
Yes, I did go out with him.
Cool. Any guess on who might be calling for a second date update?
You just said it.
I kind of told her.
Well, I guess it's him, but that's kind of weird.
Why is it weird?
It's weird?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in going out with him.
Yeah, I mean, he got that because you haven't called him back.
Yeah.
Remember, the point of the second date update is find out why.
Yeah, but I guess he really didn't get it because he actually called you guys, which is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying that it should be obvious why you're not calling him back.
Yeah, I think so. I think. Okay. I guess it's not, though.
Really?
Is it the joke about your grandmother?
Oh, he actually told you that? Yeah, that was really, I didn't appreciate that at all, but that's not the whole reason.
Yeah, he did tell us about that. He told us that he feels bad, actually, about making a poorly timed joke when you shared that your grandmother had just passed away. So he does feel bad about that, but it's more to it?
Yeah. I think that, like, the worst part was that he was going on and on about the fact that he's a male model. It was, like, very uncomfortable for me, and he kept, like, making all these faces, like, this is my relaxed face, and this is my seductive face, and
this is my
evening romantic face. Who does that?
Are you serious? He mentioned that it was weird you weren't calling him back because girls always call him back because he's a model.
Yeah.
Oh, please. So doesn't that give you an idea of, like, how gross he is?
Oh.
Wait, when did he start doing faces at the table?
Like, really early on in the date. Like, he seemed like he was trying to impress me. You know, if there was a mirror behind me in the booth, I bet you he would have just been looking at his reflection the whole time. Yeah, this dude is like, here's me, here's the world, and here's all my faces. And I was like, oh, come on.
Wow.
I wasn't in a really good mood, you know? I mean, I just wanted to go out and have some fun. I'm sad about my grandma, and this guy is just, ew, he just made it worse.
I'm surprised he didn't take that opportunity to show you his sad look.
You know, he may have. He showed me a lot of looks, the whole gamut.
What did you say to him?
I mean, I didn't know what to say because, I mean, he just thought that he was so entertaining. And, I mean, I sort of tried to get the point across that I wasn't really into seeing all these faces. And I just kind of wanted some nice company and, you know, but I guess he didn't get it.
Okay, so long before the dead grandma joke, you were over this guy.
Yes. I mean, that sure didn't help matters, but it's not the kind of guy that I want to hang out with, no.
Yeah.
Well, Angie, thank you for being honest with us. Also, I want to let you know that I haven't been fully honest with you.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that Kurt is actually on the other line listening to this and wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Angie.
Oh, my God, you're on the phone. Great.
Yes, I'm on the phone. And first of all, I know you're trying to bash male modeling, but it's, you know, really insensitive. And, you know, I was just trying to show you, you know, kind of like my talents and hoping that you would show me your talents, but you don't really have any. So.
Oh, damn.
Whoa! Somebody got their feelings hurt, Kurt.
I mean, maybe I don't care that much about your talents right now. I have other things going on in my life. I just wanted someone normal to hang out with, but that's not you.
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe you didn't come in with an apology, Kurt. Like, oh, my God, I was nervous.
I'm sorry. See how he is?
I mean, why am I going to apologize if, like, everybody in the station, including yourself, is, like, making fun of what I do? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to apologize for anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know that you think your modeling is really great, so why do you care what anyone thinks of it? And I, like I said, I have other things going on right now, so I'm not so interested in your bragging about your talents. I was just trying to have a good time.
Kurt, I don't think you get it. Like, nobody's making fun of your career. They're making fun of you being so self-absorbed.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, whatever, like, however you want to spin it, you know, that's, like, on you, but I was just trying to be outgoing, trying to show, like, a little bit more of my personality on the date, but it's being spun around. Like, I'm just sitting here with, like, some self-indulged guy on a date, and that's not who I am. That's not what I do. And
well, that's what it sounds like. I mean, how many faces did you show her?
For your information, I actually have 15 to 20 different faces that have all made me over $1,000.
Whoa!
Whoa. That's good. I wish I could get paid for my face, Kurt.
Oh,
I think that's I do think that's a talent, but
yeah,
maybe but just not on a date. Maybe save that for when you're actually working and not across the table from someone at dinner.
Yeah, it's like Jubal going out on a date and doing all his phone tap voices. Like, no one wants that.
They don't?
They don't. They don't. I'm sorry.
For the future.
I think a lot of people give male models a bad rap. And just so you guys know, I mean, I know most of you are in the radio or in, you know, whatever Angie does. Male modeling is very hard, and we grind every day to make our careers possible, okay? And you have to work on your diet. You have to work on your wardrobe. You have to keep up with what's going on, and obviously you need to practice your faces. I mean, as funny as this sounds, it's a very important part of what I do.
Makes sense.
One very, very important thing that you just said, though, that I think probably makes it seem like you're a little self-involved is you said, I don't even know what Angie does. And you went on a date with her and mm-hmm. you didn't take the time to figure out what her career is.
Yeah, Kurt, you never even asked me what I do.
Well, you're too sad looking to really even talk to you. Like, I was scared to ask
you. So it's her fault that you didn't take any interest in her?
Yeah, she was just way too sad and just way too down. I just didn't know what to say to her. I just didn't feel like I could ask her anything.
Oh, my God.
So you thought you could cheer up with some of your faces. I get it, dude. Well, Angie, would you like to go out with Kurt on a second date? We will pay for it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to pause after absolutely. Damn.
And if you guys are wondering, I'm making this type of face. Disgusted. No way. Never again.
Dude, you nailed it.
I can't see
Thanks
it.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah.
Yo, stop making fun of my faces. They're real and they very much get me paid. Okay?
All right.
So.
Oh my God, he's miserable.
Keep grinding, Kurt. Angie, thank you for talking to us. And, you know.
You're welcome.
Hopefully you can find a lady out there, Kurt, that will appreciate you for all your different looks.
That's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, no problem.